DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50 right here on Brian & Company and WTIC News Talk 1080. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So a couple of questions. There's a potential data center coming to Connecticut, I think at Bloomfield. My curiosity is how viable is the project and what does it mean if they were to build something like that here?
Sure. So, you know, data center development has been basically all the rage right now in many other parts of the state, especially down south. Data centers are seen as key for basically the infrastructure that's needed to power the high-tech future, whether it's, you know, tech companies themselves or, you know, as all industries sort of adopt AI technologies. These technologies are going to need lots of different data sources, and data centers sort of are that key infrastructure investment in supporting those industries of the future. Connecticut, right now, I think there aren't a lot of data centers currently in Connecticut. The state has made a push to get more here, knowing that they're importance for the future. So this Bloomfield project is one of the few ones that has been proposed. Over a million square foot data center in Bloomfield on vacant land. The company that's doing it is a New York firm called Atlas Capital. They've built other data centers. They're a legit player. There have been other data centers proposed in Connecticut that hasn't gone forward, including one by Millstone. These things become very controversial, frankly, because of the amount of energy that they require, the electricity that they require to operate. And obviously, you know, like everybody's electric bills have been going up in Connecticut for years now. And a key part of that is we need more supply. These data centers suck up a lot of electricity and energy. So that's where a lot of the controversy comes in. Obviously, you also have your NIMBYism, towns that are against sort of new development, especially a big bunker, you know, a million square foot facility like this, that may get some pushback. But I think overall there is a belief that Connecticut needs more of these data centers to support, you know, technology adoption by not just tech industry, but all industries of the future.
What's the timetable on something like this?
Right now, they haven't even submitted their formal application. They sort of just introduced the concept to the town of Bloomfield. So the next step will be the formal application, which will probably come in the next few weeks or months. These approval processes typically take a few more months and then probably a year or two to build it. So, you know, in terms of this thing coming online, probably two years away, I would say. That's just a rough estimate, just knowing how these projects tend to go about. But there hasn't been a formal timeline talked about yet.
You know, we talked last week a little bit on the show about Alan Lazowski, and I mean the story of, you know, going from parking cars while he's a college kid to a $3 billion revenue company is stunning. I don't love pay for parking, and I don't love some of the real estate stuff with Laz. I think in Hartford, because I think at some points it's sort of stood in the way of some growth, but the business story is incredible.
Yeah, and the irony is that two of the largest parking operators in the country are actually based in Hartford. Last Parking, which you know made an acquisition last week that made it the officially the sort of North America's largest parking operator. That's according to the National Parking Association, so that's confirmed from an outside group that they're now the largest parking operator. They started with you know Alan Lazowski and a few of his partners, and it was the early 1980s by just offering valet services at a Hartford restaurant. So I mean humble beginnings. Alan is a UConn grad, and he's built up this empire. They've been making a lot of acquisitions of late. And then there's also ProPark Mobility, which is, you know, you see a lot of ProPark signs or last signs. ProPark is another one that was headquartered in Hartford, and they're also one of the biggest national players. And so actually, Hartford is the the insurance capital of the world. That's arguably, are we still that? But we may be the parking capital of the world, or at least in North America as well. Which is kind of ironic, but you know, parking companies are, if you have to pay for parking, nobody really likes that. So, Alan Lazowski is considered sort of, one of the biggest and most influential business people in the city. You know, we used to have some influential leaders, corporate leaders in Hartford. That's gone away with as corporate headquarters have moved out of the city, and even corporations that are here, you know, their CEOs are looking more globally than in Hartford. You know, so Alan has still been a guy who's kept his local presence and is still concerned, about the future of the city of Hartford.
Yeah, he's involved in a lot of nonprofit work, too. We're talking with Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal for the Connecticut Business Blend here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm not that familiar with Reed Soda, and they have some new executive leadership. And tell us about the brand, but also in how much trouble is the brand in?
Yeah, so one of the reasons we did this story is because, I wasn't really familiar with the company, too, but it's actually a pretty... So it's Reed's Incorporated. They own the Reed's and also Virgil's handcrafted sodas brands. They're actually sold in over 32,000 retail outlets across the U.S., Walmart, Whole Foods, also online and Amazon. So they're a pretty big operation. They were originally founded in 1989 in Los Angeles, moved to Norwalk in 2018 to be closer to the East Coast, where they saw a bigger market opportunity. And also that's where, you know, the major soda companies are typically operate. So they've been around for a while, but they've struggled over the last decade with, you know, annual net losses. They are a publicly traded, thinly traded stock. And they've had a lot of supply chain issues, either overproducing or not getting supply where it's needed. And their most popular products are the Reed's ginger ale and ginger beer. They've also moved into some alcoholic beverages, and they have lots of different flavors and things like that. But they're best known brand is the Reed's Ginger Ale and Ginger Beer. They've been dealing with supply chain. So they brought in a new CEO, Cyril Wallace. He's actually a Pepsi executive, so he knows the industry very well. And so he's got to try to turn this thing around. They just got a $10 million equity investment at the end of last year. His main focus is on trying to fix the supply chain. They might add new warehouses in the southern part of the country, maybe in other parts of the country as well, to try to make sure products get to where they need to be on time, and they're not overproducing, so better monitoring of orders and things like that. And their sort of claim to fame, or their sort of value proposition, is that they use fresh ingredients, fresh ginger root, and they're combined with Jamaican-inspired recipes of natural spices, honey, and pineapple. So that's how they're sort of differentiating themselves from, you know, the two biggest players in soda are Coke and Pepsi, and it's hard to overcome their big advertising muscle that they have. So, you know, part of what the new CEO wants to do is improve and raise their brand awareness, too. So it'll be a challenge.
Does he want to dress it up to get bought? Is that it?
That's always a possibility. But, you know, 10 years of financial losses, he's got a lot of dressing up to do.
Well said. Greg, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great week.
All right. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.